www.thebrewingnetwork.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Now, here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we are delighted that you are here. Broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains, broadcasting from the farm today. So link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com. Podcasts are free. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And Dr. Norman Shealy is with us. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Always. By the way, Vincent, we've got to get together. I have a new bliss.
Really?
It's called Universal Bliss.
Okay. Now, Universal, in the studio with me, I've got Air Bliss, of course. I've got the Ring of Life Bliss, and I have, I think it's Crystal Bliss. So Universal Bliss, that sounds interesting.
It can be used on any ring.
Wow.
And works. It's got 38 different oils in it. Not open to the public yet, but I'll get you a bottle.
Well, here's the question. Dr. Shealy, should I try it just before going, without trying it prior to going on the air? Should I try it?
I think you better try it before, on a day when you're not on the air, or an hour when you're not going on the air. Too soon, because you get blissed so easily.
am I? Would you say I'm sensitive to the oils?
That's an understatement.
Dr. Shealy, I'd like to share something with you. This is not medical, but it's right up your alley. And then let's get into the medical component. And it's breaking news, literally breaking news. with national impact. I'm very serious about this. Last weekend, I flew out to Salt Lake City, Utah, and I traveled with Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby and some friends, Tim and Beverly Starks, to the Sheriff's Conference, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Conference. And the idea was that they were going to hammer out a document. And this document was to be their position of what they were going to do, a united stand, think of it like what the signers of the Declaration of Independence were doing just before they signed that document. It was that kind of a meeting. I kid you not, and I exaggerate not. So I have in front of me the document, and it's posted on our website for all to read. This is the final document as approved by the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. And I'd like to share this, and it is the document by which the sheriffs are going to take back America. And then after I read this, I'm going to tell you a story about what happened to just one person who was there and what happened to him as a result of him attending this meeting. This story is absolutely riveting and fascinating, and this should go viral. Okay, so here it is. It's called a resolution of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, January 24, 2014. Pursuant to the powers and duties bestowed upon us by the by our citizens, the undersigned do hereby resolve that any federal officer, agent, or employee, regardless of supposed congressional authorization, is required to obey and observe limitations consisting of the enumerated powers as detailed within Article 1, Section 8 of the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights. The people of these United States have a right to be free and independent, and these rights are derived from the law of nature and nature's God. As such, they must be free from infringements on the right to keep and bear arms, unreasonable search and seizures, capricious detainments, and every other natural right, whether enumerated or not, pursuant to the Ninth Amendment. We further reaffirm that the powers delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited to it, prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. Tenth Amendment. Furthermore, we maintain that no agency established by the U.S. Congress can develop its own policies or regulations which supersede the Bill of Rights or the Constitution, nor does the executive branch have the power to make law, overturn law, or set aside law. Therefore, in order to protect the American people, be it resolved that the following abuses will not be allowed or tolerated: registration of personal firearms under any circumstances, confiscation of firearms without probable cause, due process, and constitutionally compliant warrants issued by a local or state jurisdiction. It goes on to say, number three, audits or searches of a citizen's personal affairs or finances without probable cause, due process, and constitutionally compliant warrants issued by a local or state jurisdiction. Inspections of a person or property without probable cause and constitutionally compliant warrants as required by the Fourth Amendment and issued by local or state jurisdiction. Or five, the detainment or search of a citizen's of citizens without probable cause and proper due process compliance or the informed consent of the citizen. Arrests with continued incarcerations without charges and complete due process, including but not limited to public and speedy jury trials in a court of state or local jurisdiction. Domestic utilization of our nation's military or federal agencies operating under power granted under the laws of war against the American citizens. Arrest of citizens or seizure of persons or property without first notifying and obtaining the express consent of the local sheriff. And be it further resolved that the undersigned sheriffs and peace officers and public servants do hereby denounce any acts or agencies which promote the aforementioned practices. All actions by federal government and its agents will conform strictly and implicitly with the principles expressed within the United States Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. There is no greater obligation or responsibility of any government officer than to protect the rights of the people. Thus, any conduct contrary to the United States Constitution, Declaration of Independence, or Bill of Rights will be dealt with as a criminal activity. There it is, Dr. Shuley.
I just found it on USA Prepares. I copied the resolution, and with your permission, I will send it out to my inner group of Tea Party-like, USA Prepared-like people.
Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for doing that, and you certainly have my permission, and you have the permission of the constitutional sheriffs and peace officers. So what happened, Dr. Shuley, and class, is I flew out to go to this event, and sheriffs were trying to decide, and peace officers, and police chiefs were trying to decide what their stand would be, a unified stand, and they declared it publicly in this document. Now, class, you can go to our website, usaprepares.com, and print this out. There's a link where you can print out the PDF and bring it to your sheriff. bring it to your sheriff and say, I would like you to sign this. I would like you to stand with us. I would like you to stand against the tyranny. I would like you to not take grants from the federal government, which have strings attached. We want to be free, and we do not like the oppression that we are experiencing by the federal government. That's what this document is all about. Now, Dr. Sheely, this will sound self-serving, but it is not. Sam Bushman and I and others saw what was happening. Now, we're broadcasters. So we were sitting on the sidelines while the sheriffs were hammering out this document. And there were people who were involved in disinformation, people who were sent there to confuse the issue, people who were sent there by the federal government to derail this process. They were spies. And we saw them, and we know who they are. And Sam Bushman and I got together, and we talked while the meeting was going on. And what was happening is, well, let's change this word. Let's change that word. And it was going into chaos. And we saw that there would be no document. So what we did was at the appropriate time, and this was in the, I would say, the 11th hour of the entire conference falling apart, literally falling apart with no signatures in sight of the attendees. We talked about what was happening and why there was a need to have this document signed. And one sheriff said, well, what, let's pray about it. So Sam Bushman is eloquent at spontaneous prayer. And just seconds before that, I said, Sam, here's what's happening. Here's what we need to say. We need to say it right now. Sam, you need to say it because you have the ears of the sheriffs. And when they said, let's have a prayer, Sam Bushman stood up. And you know he's blind, and I helped him get to the front, not praying from the sidelines, but from the front of the meeting where he had everyone's attention. He had the microphone, and he prayed, and he talked about the need for a resolution that needed to be signed, and that we needed the hand of Almighty God in this process. And this is very much the same thing that happened during the forming of the Constitution, just like it. It happened. And with the hand of God, this document has been signed by 39 sheriffs and peace officers. Now,
what percentage of sheriffs in the country belong to this organization? Do you know?
That I don't know, but I will have a further broadcast about that. Now, when we come back, Dr. Sheely, I'd like to tell you and the rest of the class an interesting story. I just got off the phone with the man I'm going to tell you about. He's a police chief, and he suffered the wrath of the federal government as soon as he got home. I'll tell you all about that. You won't believe it. We need to rally and support him. I am not kidding.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, no kidding aside, this is national news. This is news that is not being covered by the old media. And I was there. I was there when this happened. I saw it happen. I was involved in it. I broadcasted live from it for 3 hours. And I met the players. I have their business cards. And they will be on the air with us. Now, if you go to usapreparis.com, page one, there are two posts about this. The CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. The document is there. You can download it. You can download the PDF, print it out, bring it to your sheriff, and have him sign it, and then mail it or fax it to the CSPOA. And that's Sheriff Richard Mack's organization. His phone numbers are right there. There's a link to his website. Everything you need to get this done is there. Now, we need every sheriff in the United States of America, to sign on with this, because that way we can defend our liberties against the tyranny of the U.S. federal government. Now, when I was there, I met a very young police chief. His name is Shane Harger. Now, Shane Harger is the chief of police of Jemez, spelled J-M-E-Z, Jemez Springs, New Mexico. And there's a post about him, too, on the website. And I'm going to, well, there will be. I have the document in my hand, and I will post this. This is an article written by me. I interviewed him. I met him. I spent time with him. And I was on the phone with him just a few minutes ago. He was on Sam Bushman's show. I was supposed to be on Sam Bushman's show this morning talking about the CSPOA conference. But Sam and I decided that we would have, it's so important, Sheriff Harger, police chief, is in danger. He's absolutely in danger. And let me read what I wrote. I'm going to post this on the website. So it has not been posted yet, but I will read it. And it's the title is Shane Harger, Police Chief, Jemez Springs, New Mexico, ordered to disband Village Police Department because he attended the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Convention. Date, 28 January 2014, by Vincent Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Police Chief Shane Harger of Jemez Springs, New Mexico Police Department, was ordered to disband his police department today. Harger returned from the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Convention on Monday, January 27, 2014, with a sense of knowing that he, as well as 38 other peace officers, shared the commitment to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States of America from enemies both foreign and domestic. He and 38 other men and women signed the resolution of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. The following morning, Harger was informed by Sheriff Doug Wood of Sandoval County, New Mexico, that Harger was to dismantle the Jemez Springs Police Department. Jemez Springs, New Mexico, is a tourist destination. With a population of 252 people, the police department enjoys 10 part-time officers and volunteers, with many working about 8 hours per month. Let me just tell you what that means. There are 10 people involved in the police department, but they are volunteers and employees, but many only work 8 hours a month. That's like one day a month. The story unfolds, traveling by commercial airlines from Albuquerque, New Mexico, to Las Vegas, Nevada. Harger was asked by TSA to show his credentials. Minutes later, a man flashed a badge claiming to be a federal agent. The agency's unknown. Also demanding to see Harger's credentials. Harger was told that he was a person of interest, and the federal agent wanted to know where he was going and why. Harger said that the federal agent told him that the federal agent was paid to be suspicious of everyone. Harger informed the federal agent that he was traveling to attend the Constitutional Peace Officers Convention in Las Vegas. Harger was detained for 35 minutes. His detention was video recorded, but not made available to Harger, even though Harger requested it. Harger was eventually released from detention, and he was allowed to board the airplane. No charges were filed against Harger. I met Chief Harger at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association convention, and I was interested in the events of his travel. And when we come back, I'll tell you the rest of the story. It's unbelievable. We are under assault, ladies and gentlemen. The federal government has declared war on we, the people. The sheriffs responded, and what happened next is unbelievable. I'm not kidding. I'm deadly serious. We'll be right back.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So I was at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Convention. Sheriff Richard Mack was there. There were a whole bunch of us there. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, Tim and Beverly Starks, and many, many more. And I had the pleasure of meeting the men and women who are restoring America, and they're putting their lives on the line. So I'm talking about a young police chief. And the article goes on. This is the article that I wrote last night but have not yet posted. I met Chief Harger at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association convention, and I was interested in the events of his travel. He agreed to be on the air with me and tell his story of his detention as a person of interest who was attending the convention. But before going live on global radio, Harger was fired, as well as the rest of the police department. Despite having received a meritorious commendation from the mayor of Jemez Springs on January 22nd, 2014, class, so that's just a couple days earlier, it seems that no one in the village government is willing to come to the assistance of Harger. It appears that Harger's stance to defend and uphold the Constitution has put him and his entire police department of 10 part-time volunteers out of business. Harger has received no reprimands, no correspondence of wrongdoing, and nothing indicating that any of his actions were not in accordance with the law. Harger stated to me that his department was ordered by Sheriff Doug Wood to disband because of Harger's political affiliations, specifically the CSPOA, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, headed by founder Sheriff Richard Mack. I was at the convention and I never saw nor heard anyone say nor do anything that was a violation of any law. The CSPOA convention was an assembly of peace-loving Americans who just wanted to uphold their oath of office, that being to support and defend the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, and Bill of Rights for all of us, we, the people. So that's the post, Dr. Shealy, that I'm going to put up right after this broadcast. And so this young man and the 10 members of the police department were all removed. The police department was disbanded. Why? Because this man affirmed his oath of office, and the TSA, we believe, has contacted the sheriff, and together they put this man and his organization to protect and defend we the people out of business. Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts?
Well, I say kudos. That means congratulations.
Yes. Dr. Shealy, I was on the phone with this man, and his life is in danger. I am not kidding. I am not exaggerating. His life is in danger. You know, during the Clinton administration, there were Arkansides, people who just seemed to mysteriously sleep on railroad tracks and get cut in half, people who shot themselves and then dragged themselves into a park and where they were found. You know, I mean, I'm talking about Vince Foster. I'm talking about there's over 60 of these deaths surrounding the Clinton administration.
Oh, I know. I've had a book on that. There was a reporter from Pittsburgh who did a great deal of documentation of all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so these men and women have put their lives on the line to do nothing more than to uphold the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights for our benefit. So we need, class, we need you to support them. And here's what I'd like you to do. Go to usaprepares.com. Print out or download the declaration, the resolution, and bring it to your sheriff. Get your sheriff to sign it. And then I would like you to mail it to the CSPOA. And the address is on the website. What I'm saying is we don't want this to get lost. Yeah, I'll sign it. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, we'll take care of it. You need to follow this through and make sure that you have a copy of it and that it gets sent to CSPOA so we have more than just 39 people who are not afraid to take a stand as the signers originally did, our founders, many, many years ago. So I wanted to share that with you, Dr. Shealy. I think it's a national story. I think it's the biggest story of the day. And let's see if mainstream media picks this up.
Well, it'll be a miracle if the mainstream media takes it up because they're part of the problem.
Yes, they are. So back to medicine. I met a man at this convention, and I have written down some of his medical history. And he said he wanted me to use his name. I will not. But I'd like to share with you his medical history, because this may be similar for a whole bunch of us. And by the way, this man will be on the air with us. in the next 2 weeks. Now, he is a 63-year-old male. He is of Latin descent. Why, he told me, I don't know. He wanted to make sure that you knew that. He's 5'9", 260 pounds. He's been a police officer for 40 years. He has type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease. He's hypertensive. He has sleep apnea. He was in a motorcycle accident over 20 years ago, and as a result, he was really, really, really banged up. He had 5 major surgeries, and he developed a growth under his chin, and it was surgically removed. So this is like a big lump under his, like, under his jaw. It was not his Adam's apple. And with medications, his blood pressure is 132 over 75. Without it, it's 168 over 105. He is on the following drugs: simvastatin, Effient, Metropolo. Metformin, maybe? M-E-T-F-O.
Yeah, okay. That's for diabetes, yeah.
Okay. Versamil, something like that?
Verapamil?
Yep. Aspirin and Ambrogen injections. And Prednisil, Ranexa, and Isobride. That's what he's on. And he would like to somehow restore his health. Do you have any thoughts for all of this, Dr. Shealy?
Lots. Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Me? Not have thoughts? At the top of my list, if he doesn't give up bread and wheat yesterday, there's no hope.
Okay.
That's at the top of the list. Beyond that, he needs to avoid, now and forever, aspartame, Splenda, monosodium glutamate, sugar, and, of course, high fructose corn nonsense. Those are the top of the list. Now, if he would get on Nitro Extreme, and in his case, I think he needs probably to start with 15 drops twice a day for a week, 30 drops twice a day for a week, and then probably I might give him 45 drops twice a day.
Okay, let me see if I've got this right. Kyani Nitro Extreme, 15 drops twice a day for a week. Then, what did you say?
Then 30 drops twice a day.
And 30.
And, of course, monitoring his blood pressure, assuming that his blood pressure is totally under control, I would wean him off one of the antihypertensive drugs at a time, cutting it out by half every week. So it's going to take 4 months to get him off all the junk. But if he doesn't give up wheat, forget it all.
Okay, I'm writing this down because I'm going to call him right after this broadcast. Okay.
Great.
Let me see. And what did you say about 30 days, Dr. Shu? I mean, I'm sorry, 45 drops. So,
well, after the second week, if his blood pressure is normal, he should start weaning himself from the antihypertensive drugs. And if there's any, you know, increase the least bit in blood pressure, he needs to go to the 45 drops twice a day. And to somebody his size, that would certainly be reasonable.
Okay. So after the second week, if his blood pressure has not come down, increase the dosage of Kyani Nitro Extreme to 45 drops twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Okay. I'm going to call him right after the broadcast. He really wanted me to just give out his name, but I will tell you this, Dr. Shealy, you're going to love this. I'm not kidding. He's the man who arrested O.J. Simpson the second time. He's the guy that put O.J. Simpson in jail. So,
well, bless him.
And he will be on the air with us. He's looking forward to it. Okay. So, Dr. Shealy, more and more people are starting to hear about Kyani Nitro Extreme and some of the other Kyani products. I take them. My mom takes them. My mom is off all of her medications except one medication to help rebuild her heart. How do you feel about eating heart if you have CHF or congestive heart failure? I'm talking about eating chicken hearts, eating beef hearts, you know, those kinds of things.
Well, I think they're great. Now, okay. Of course, you know that I would be sure that those people on CoQ10, 300 milligrams a day, and using the ring of water, Water Bliss.
Okay, Water Bliss. Okay, so they need to have 300 milligrams per day of CoQ10 and be on Water Bliss. Okay,
right.
We come back. I'd like to make sure that I fully understand what Dr. Shealy meant by eating the heart muscle. That was my question, and we'll see what he means. Does he mean chicken hearts, beef hearts, or what? And then, do you put it in a blender, or do you brown them on a skillet? What do we do? Dr. Norman Shealy, normshealy.com. And if you'd like his newsletter, normshealy.com, you can sign up. It's absolutely free.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today I've got your
take when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Shealy's with us, and I asked him about eating the heart muscle. When I was growing up, my mom would buy chicken hearts, and you could buy them at the supermarket back then when there were actual butchers behind the in the meat counter in the back room there. And she would buy these trays of chicken hearts, and she would brown them in a pan, and that's what we ate. So, Dr. Shealy, do we do the same thing if we have congestive heart failure or heart disease?
Oh yeah, I think heart muscle is one of the best. Of course, you know, I like gizzards and chicken livers and all of those. I mean, to me, organ meats are wonderful. And the only people probably shouldn't eat organ meats like this, and people who have gout.
Okay. Now, when I was growing up, you know, you would see people with that apparently had less financial resources than others, and they were the ones who were eating these organ meats. And Dr. Shealy, they looked pretty healthy. They really did. It didn't look like they were suffering from malnutrition by eating organ meats.
Of course,
is that
not
the case?
Absolutely.
Okay. So there's another thing that I'd like to talk about with you, Dr. Shealy, and that is cancer. I was reading a post by one of our friends. We met her at the International Kiani Convention in Orlando a few weeks ago. Her name is Dr. Susanna Coote. So I was looking at her website, and I just learned that her mother has cancer. And so this is public information. And she has her mother taking the Kiani Tri-Pack, which is the Nitro Extreme, the product called Sunrise that you take about about an ounce in the morning. And I do. I take that Sunrise. And I also take the Sunset. And Dr. Barry Tan was there, and he was telling us that they're doing extensive research with this Sunset product to mitigate the effects of cancer. Can you share with us your thoughts on that?
Well, obviously, anything that is not toxic, like most chemotherapy, all chemotherapy really that I know of, is worth trying. And I'm a big believer in natural approaches. And in fact, You know, I'll support a patient if they want to go with conventional chemotherapy, but there is no circumstance, none, under which I would allow chemotherapy on my body.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't mind dying, but I don't want to be poisoned to death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dr. Shelley, I'm hearing more and more about cancers in every family, and I've said this in the past. When I was growing up in the 1950s, I remember my grandmother talking about someone who had cancer that she knew, and it was almost like it was the plague. It was almost like it was leprosy, or maybe it was like leprosy back then. And the thought was, can you get it if you're in the same room with that person? If they sneeze, will you get it? If you shake their hands or get close to them, will you get cancer? It was kind of new to society that this was starting to become discussed more and more. But it was still pretty rare compared to what it is now. And right now, it seems like everybody I meet has someone in their family, not necessarily their immediate family, but maybe their extended family who has cancer, like an aunt, an uncle, a child, a grandmother, a grandfather. That's what I'm talking about. Am I imagining this, Dr. Shelley, or is it becoming more prevalent, more widespread?
It is somewhat more prevalent. You know, certain cancers especially are much more prevalent than they used to be. But there's much more toxicity, you know? And the quality of our food sucks. I mean, when you were a child, I bet you didn't grow up on fast food junk.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No. My mom wouldn't allow that. My mom baked cookies, and they had lots of oatmeal in them, and they had wheat germ in them. I mean, they weren't as much fun as they were like vitamins in a cookie package. Dr. Shelley and I'll be right back, and I've got some more thoughts about and questions about cancer, and then I'd like to read some letters from sixth graders. You won't believe them. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.